Lester Farley. Jimmy Bergman, owner, Sweden. Introduction. I certify that the following text is the absolute truth and no work of fiction. These are parts of a transcript of an interview I've made with a non-human and reptilian being in December 1999. This female being was already in contact with a friend of mine, whose name is given only with the abbreviation EF in the text, since some months. Let me declare that I was all my life a skeptic about UFOs, aliens and other weird things, and I thought that EF tells me just dreams or fictitious stories when he talked with me about his first contacts with the non-human being last year. I was still a skeptic when I met this being on December 16th last year in that small warm room in the remote house of my friend near to a town in the south of Sweden, despite the fact that I saw now with my own eyes that she was not human. She has told and shown me so many unbelievable things during that meeting that I can't deny the reality and the truth of her words any longer. This is not another of the wrong UFO papers which claim to tell the truth but tell in fact just fiction. I'm convinced that this transcript contains the only truth and therefore you should read it. I had talked with her for over 3 hours, so the following transcript shows you only shortened parts of the interview, because she asked me after the interview not to publish everything she had told me already now. The order of the questions in this transcript is not always the same order in which I had asked them, so it may seem sometimes a little bit confusing to you. It was not easy to delete all the important parts she had asked me to delete from the transcript, so I apologize for the maybe unusual order. I'm in the possession of the entire transcript of the interview, 49 pages with some of my drawings of her body and her equipment, and also of some tapes on which I have the full interview, but I will not reveal this before I have permission from her. I will send this shortened form of the still fascinating document to 4 of my reliable friends to Finland, Norway, Germany and France, and I hope they will translate it into their own languages and into other languages, and I hope as many people as possible will be able to read and to understand the transcript. If you receive it, please send it to all your friends via email or make printouts and copy them. I certify furthermore that various paranormal abilities of her species like telepathy and telekinesis, including the moving and dancing of my pencil on the table without touching and the flying of an apple around 40 centimeters over her hands, were shown to me during the 3 hours and 6 minutes of the meeting, and I'm absolutely sure that these abilities were no tricks. The following is certainly difficult to understand and to believe for someone who hasn't experienced it, but I was really in contact with her mind, and I'm now completely sure that everything she said during the interview is the absolute truth about our world. Unfortunately, if I read the entire transcript and, much more, this very shortened form by myself, I have the strong impression that everything I've written sounds too unbelievable to be true, that everything sounds more like a bad science fiction story from TV or cinema, and I have doubts that anyone will believe my experiences. But they are true, if you believe it or not. I can't expect from you that you believe my simple words without evidence, but I can't give you that evidence. Please read the transcript and think about it, and you will maybe see the truth in these words. There will be a new meeting between me and her, again in the same house in Sweden, on April 23, 2000, and she promised me to give me maybe some evidence for her existence. In the meantime, I collect questions which I will ask her then. Maybe she gives me permission to reveal more of the missing parts in that transcript and about the coming war. Believe it or not, this makes no real difference, but I hope you will believe. Ole K. Transcript of interview shortened version, December 16, 1999. Question. First of all, who are you and what are you? Are you an extraterrestrial species, or can your origin be found on this planet? Answer. As you could see with your own eyes, I'm not a human being like you, and to be honest, I'm no real mammal, despite my partly mammal-like body features, which are a result of evolution. I'm a female reptile being, belonging to a very old reptilian race. We are the native Terrans, and we live on that planet since millions of years. We are mentioned in your religious writings like your Christian Bible, and many of the ancient human tribes were aware of our presence and worshipped us as gods, for example the Egyptians and the Inca and many other old tribes. Your Christian religion has misunderstood our role in your creation, so we are mentioned as evil serpent in your writings. This is wrong. Your race was genetically engineered by aliens and we were just the more or less passive visitors of this accelerated evolution process. You must know, some of your scientists have already supposed this, that your species had evolved in a naturally completely impossible speed within just 2 or 3 millions of years. This is absolutely impossible, because evolution is a much slower process if it's natural, but you have not understood this. Your creation was artificial and done by genetic engineering, but not by us but by an alien species. If you ask me, if I'm an extraterrestrial, I must answer no. We are native Terrans. We had and have some colonies in the solar system, but we originate on this planet. It's in fact our planet and not yours, it was never yours. Question: can you tell me your name? Answer: this is difficult, because your human tongue is not able to pronounce it correctly, and a mispronunciation of our names is very offensive for some of my kind. Our language is very different from yours. But my name is, I will try to say it smoother by use of your human letters, something like Shiashakaskh with a very, very strong pronunciation of the S, H and K sounds. We have no forenames like you but only a single but unique name which is divided and characterized by the way of speaking and which is given not to children, who have an own children name, but only in a special procedure in the adolescent age at the time of either religious or scientific enlightenment or awareness, as you would call it. I would appreciate it if you don't try to say my real name with your human tongue. Please call me Laster. This is the name I generally use when I'm among humans and talk with them. Question: how old are you? Answer: we measure the time not like you in astronomical years and in the revolving of the Earth around Sun, because we usually live beneath the surface of the planet. Our time measurement depends on periodically returning cycles in the Earth magnetic field, and according to this, and said with your numbers, I'm today, let me calculate, 57,653 cycles old. I have reached my adult phase and my awareness 16,337 cycles ago. This is a very important date for us. According to your human time scale, I'm around 28 years old. Question: what is your task? Do you have a job like us? Answer: to say it with your words, I'm a curio student of the social behavior of your species. That's why I'm here and talk to you, that's why I have revealed my real nature to EF and now to you, and that's why I give you all that secret information and why I will try to answer all the questions on your many sheets of paper honestly. I will see how you react, how others of your kind react. There are so many crazies and liars of your kind on this planet who claim to know the truth about us, about UFOs, about aliens and so on, and some of you believe their lies. I'm interested to see how your species will react if you make the truth, which I will tell you now, public. I'm quite sure every one of you will refuse to believe my words, but I hope I'm wrong, because you need to understand if you want to survive the coming years. Question: I've read your full statement, which you have given to EF, about this, but can you give me now just a short answer? Are UFOs real flying objects piloted by extraterrestrials, or do they belong to your species? Answer: some observed UFOs, as you call them, belong to us. But most not. Most of the mysterious flying objects in the sky are not technological devices but mainly misinterpretations of natural phenomena your scientists have not understood, like spontaneous plasma flares in the high atmosphere. Nevertheless, some UFOs are real craft belonging either to your own species, especially to your military, or to other alien species, or at last to us, but a minority of sighted craft belongs really to us, because we are generally very careful with our movements in the atmosphere and we have special ways to hide our ships. If you read a report about a sighting of a metallic bright gray cigar-shaped cylindrical object with a length of, there are different types, let me say between 20 and 260 of your meters, and if this object had made a very deep humming sound and if there were 5 bright red lights on the metallic surface of the cigar, one at the top, one in the middle, 2 at the end, Then it's likely that someone of you have seen one of our ships, and this means that it was either partly defect or that someone of us was not careful enough. We have also a very small fleet of disc-shaped craft, but such UFOs belong usually to an alien species. Triangular UFOs belong generally to your own military, but they use foreign technology to build them. If you really want to try to see one of our craft, you should have a look at the skies over the Arctic, the Antarctic, and over Inner Asia, especially over the mountains there. Question: have you a special symbol or something like that with which we can identify your kind? Answer: we have two major symbols representing our species. One, the more ancient symbol, is a blue serpent with four white wings on a black background. The colors have religious meanings for us. This symbol was used from certain parts of my society, but it is today very seldom. You humans have copied it very often in your old writings. The other symbol is a mystic being you would call a dragon, in the shape of a circle with seven white stars in the middle. This symbol is much more common today. If you see one of that symbols on a cylindrical craft I've described in my previous answer, or on some underground installation, this thing or place belongs definitely to us, and I would advise you to go away from there as soon as possible. Question: the seven stars in the second symbol you've mentioned, do they mean the Pleiades? Answer: Pleiades? No. Actually, the seven stars are planets and moons, and they are a symbol for our former seven colonies in the solar system. The stars are shown in front of a blue background, and the dragon circle means the shape of Earth. The seven white stars mean Moon, Mars, Venus, and four moons of Jupiter and Saturn we had colonized in the past. Two colonies are no longer in use and abandoned, so five stars would be more correct. Question: as you have not allowed me to make photos, what would be very useful to prove your real existence and the truth of this story, can you describe yourself detailed? Answer: I know that it would be helpful to prove the authenticity of this interview if you can make some photos from me. Otherwise, you humans are very skeptic. That's good for us and for the real alien species acting secretly on this planet. So even if you had such photos, many of your kind would say that they are fraud, that I'm just a masked human woman or something like that. That would be very offensive for me. You must understand that I can't give you permission to make photos of me or of my equipment. This have various reasons, which I want not to discuss with you further, but one of the reasons is the keeping up of the secrecy of our existence. Another reason is more religious. Nevertheless, you have permission to make drawings of my look and of my equipment. I can show you later. I can also try to describe myself, but I doubt that others of your kind will be able to imagine my real look just from simpler words, because the automatic denial of the existence of reptilian species and generally of intelligent species other than your own is part of the programming of your mind. Well, I will try. Imagine the body of a normal human woman, and you have at first a good imagination of my body. Like you, I have a head, two arms, two hands, two legs and two feet, and the proportions of my body are like yours. As I'm female, I have also two breasts. Despite our reptile origin, we have started to give milk to our babies during the evolution process. This happened around 30 million years ago, because this is the best thing to keep the young alive. Evolution had done this for your species already in the dinosaur age, and a little bit later, also for ours.